Walpole sat at the controlling centre of a vast empire of patronage. The jobs at his disposal conferred honour as well as cash on the holder, and they were dangled on a string by the great political puppeteer. In retrospect, we can see that Walpole built Britain's, in fact the world's, first modern party political machine. He had placemen in Parliament primed to vote as he directed. He had George I and then George II eating out of the palm of his hand. And just in case anyone was tempted to flirt with the opposition, he had the kind of information that could make life really difficult for them. In short, Walpole had the goods. The goods, in fact, in every sense of the word. For as well as looking after the country's interest, Walpole made sure he looked after his own. Just how much of a fortune he made for himself is spectacularly on view here at his country house in Norfolk, Houghton Hall. Houghton was the Whig Xanadu, the last word in opulence. Anything that riches could buy, Walpole bought. Marble, mahogany, figured damask, shimmering silks and satins, classical sculpture, glorious Renaissance and Baroque art, all shipped to his East Anglian pleasure dome.